Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1294. Meal Preparation. Is it worth it? By Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook with a bit of my commentary at the end. Let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Meal Preparation. Is it worth it? By Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. Is meal preparation worth it? Short answer, yes. Preparation is key for success, which is true in any field. You rehearse a speech, study for a test, and practice for games. We tend to overlook that every single day is an opportunity to rehearse, study, or practice. Life is an ongoing speech, test, or game. In order to maximize your daily potential, you need to fuel your body. By decreasing food cravings, you increase time spent making productive decisions. Having the best food ever at your fingertips throughout the day drives a healthy lifestyle. Spending excess money on meals and snacks adds up over time. Preparing your meals for the day sets you up for success and ultimately leads to higher levels of accomplishment. Being diligent about meal preparation will benefit your well-being in the major areas of time, health, money, and accomplishment. Time. Everyone wants more time. We need time to relax, work out, spend time with friends and family, and just enjoy life. Having your food ready to go gives you more time during the day to spend on things you like doing. Take a few minutes to think about how much time goes into your daily food decisions on the days you do not bring food to work. Here's an example. It's 10 a.m., and you're already hungry for lunch. You grab 5 peanut M&Ms out of the snack jar as you walk over to talk to your coworker about plans for lunch. Should it be the regular spot around the corner or something new? You look at menus, send out an email to your group, decide on a time, and then think about that food for another 2 hours. Lunchtime hits, and you get the group together, waiting for that one guy who's still sending out that report, and then head to lunch. You get there, wait in line, order, wait for your food, and then get to your table. After you all finish up, you take your time getting back to work. Here's the breakdown of what just happened. Looking at menus, 15 minutes. Traveling to restaurant, 15 minutes. Ordering and waiting for food, 15 minutes. Getting back to work, 15 minutes. This adds up to 1 hour of unproductive time a day. Let's say you work 5 days a week. This is 5 hours a week. You work 45 weeks a year. That's 225 hours a year. That's over 9 full 24-hour days that could have otherwise been spent on improving yourself. meal prep can be added to your Sunday routine, involving no extra time by doing it during other activities. Use a company like Instacart for grocery delivery, so there is no time spent on making the trip to the store. While preparing your meals for the week, you are in the comfort of your home and can be doing other weekend tasks. Once you make this routine, you become more efficient at cooking and preparing and waste little time. My suggestion? Cook and prepare your food while doing laundry or watching your favorite show. Health. When you meal prep, you make a conscious effort to choose what goes into your body. When you forget to eat breakfast and your coworkers or friends are going to the pizza spot down the street, you do not make a healthy choice of what to eat. When you plan your meals, you have clean food to consume all day and don't have to worry about avoiding unhealthy meals. You already made the healthy choice. It will amaze you how it inspires those around you to reach for healthier options too. Start a movement in your office or with your friends to join the health journey. Money. We all want to spend money for enjoyment. We look at our credit card bill at the end of the month and always find a few regretful purchases. One of these is often food. Dining out adds up. This does not mean you can't go out to a nice dinner on the weekend. However, over time, the repetitive lunch trips to Chipotle and Protein Bar could be spent on something fun, like a vacation. Most people tend to get some groceries during the week and buy the majority of their meals at restaurants. When only buying quick and easy items at the grocery store, we don't use our dollars efficiently. Instead of purchasing nutrient-packed produce, we reach for sugar-filled snacks that actually make us crash, which prompts that 3 p.m. trip to Starbucks for $7. So next week, save all of the receipts you spent on meals, snacks, coffee, and groceries. Meal preparation should not be overwhelming. So the week after, prep 4 meals for the week. If you love Chipotle, make 4 rice, chicken, and vegetable bowls. Simple and easy. Then compare those 2 weeks of total spending on food. You will find there will be a decrease in the need for midday snacks and coffee, you'll be less hungry at dinner, and the savings will start to add up. Increase the amount of meals prepared each week, and eventually you will be getting the most out of every dollar. Each week, you will see savings add up and then allocate this extra money towards something new and exciting. Accomplishment. We all love the feeling of being productive. Meal preparation launches you into the week with a full head of steam. Falling asleep on Sunday night with a fridge full of healthy and powerful foods makes Monday morning that much better. Going into work for the day knowing you have your food ready decreases distraction and promotes creativity. You find solutions more quickly. You ask better questions. You accomplish tasks more efficiently. You have the ability to be mid-project and walk to the fridge to grab your lunch without losing your train of thought. Having a sense of fulfillment at the end of the week by staying on a healthy meal plan fuels you to put out even more effort the next week. This desire for improvement has compounding benefits to your everyday life. During my experimentation with routines, foods, and workouts, the number one thing that keeps me on track to reach my weekly potential is meal preparation. I go into Monday knowing I'm going to crush it if I have my Whole Foods bag filled with 2 bulletproof vanilla protein bars, homemade trail mix, a small quinoa bowl, and a big salad. These foods fuel me to have the best day ever, every single day. You just listened to the post titled, Meal Preparation, Is It Worth It? By Brett Gornick and Jason Lobig of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's authors, Brett and Jason, started their article with such a great example, I just couldn't let it go. Here's what they said. We find time to plan other areas of our life. We'll plan for vacations years in advance. We'll plan for our retirement, hopefully. We'll plan to go to the grocery store this afternoon. We'll plan to watch our favorite TV show this evening. But for some reason, we don't plan behaviors that will help us perform at our best. Behaviors that will increase our chances of living a longer life and doing all the things that we want to do. I'm talking about health behaviors. Health behaviors like meal planning, planning our workouts, planning to go to bed at a decent hour. Why do we do this? It's like everything else except our health takes priority. But really, isn't our health the ultimate priority? We forget to plan for our own self-care. Because isn't that what eating nutritious foods and working out and sleep really are? Aren't they forms of self-care? As you really start to think about this, I'm going to stop talking, but I want to repeat something a wise man once said. Quote, "By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail." Benjamin Franklin. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.